Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, Sam Abul Salmon here. Got a special edition of Wheel Bearings for you that I recorded at an event that Ford did earlier this week at the Holley Off-Road Vehicle Park in Michigan, about an hour north of Detroit. They had the new Bronco and Bronco Sport, as well as some vintage Broncos on hand. And I had a chance to talk to some of the subject matter experts. In particular, this first segment, I've got Rob Gilardi, who is the interior design manager for the Bronco two-door and four-door, and Scott Anderson, who is the interior design manager for the Bronco Sport, talking about some of the design things that they did in these two vehicles that make them kind of unique. And then following that, we've got Donna Bell, who is the technology manager for the Bronco two-door, four-door, and Bronco Sport. We'll have another regular edition of Wheel Bearings coming up later this week.
Tell a story again about the idea behind the bring your own device and how you architect all that.
So it was about 3 years ago today. Scott and I went out to the Bronco Takeover out in Silver Lake, and one of the first things that we saw is everybody bringing their own devices in, and they had different ways of attaching it. And some people were had made bars up there, some people were like zip tying stuff, and we went, well, that's like something that we need to make sure that we consider. And as soon as we decided that you need to have that bring your own device area at the top of the instrument panel right at the windshield, that literally set the design for the entire interior, because that meant architecturally we couldn't have the airbag be a top deployment. It had to be a mid deployment. And so once we did that, it set the design of the instrument panel. We had to make sure that it was shaped in such a way that it allowed the airbags to come out. It set the design for, when we decided we needed to put the grab handles on. We went to a lot of different events. We went to King of Hammers, Baja, Bronco Takeover. I'm sure there's another one I'm missing. And, we found also that having three points of contact was necessary for higher speed off-roading. So when we decided to build these integrated grab handles into the instrument panel, that plus the BYOD plus the airbag, really, that's what sets up the instrument panel. It wasn't because one day we looked at the old one and did a cool sketch and we're like, oh, that's cool. Everything was about the human-centered design process that Jim Hackett talked about, and we really set up everything from functionality, modularity, and open air. That was the architecture.
So it's really all about figuring out how is the customer of this type of vehicle going to use it? What do they do with these vehicles? And then designing to facilitate that.
Exactly. Yeah. The typical sketches that you see from automotive design studios wasn't how we started. We did a lot of storyboarding. We did a lot of, these, like what we have on our shirts right now, these cartoons, and trying to, draw how people were using the vehicle versus how we wanted to, quote unquote, style the surface. And we did that both on the Bronco 2 and 4-door as well as the Sport. And Scott did a lot of work on the Sport, and you'll see a lot of evidence of that in the rear cargo area and in some of the other things that maybe you can mention.
Yeah, so like on the Bronco Sport, it's a small SUV, right? So it's a premium on space. So we tried to focus on split performance. So the back end is all about cargo and managing your devices with doing your activity, kayaks, mountain bikes, right? You've got the tie-downs. Then the front's about rejuvenating post-ride, right? So there's like a blend of inserted functional elements where all the interface goes for the user experience, so the radio, the nav system, the phone charging happens in a zone. Outside that zone, wherever the human touches is comfortable and soft. So it's kind of like in the front row, it's about rejuvenation and energizing for your activity. In the back row, it's about setting up that activity, getting tie downs, double tier storage, LED lamps that come out the back. So if you pull up the campsite at 10 p.m., there's LED lights that fire 30 feet behind the truck. so you can see your campsite set it up, right? There's hangar bars. We just, instead of just putting traditional pockets in the closed liftgate, there's two bars that are longer than normal, so you can hang a wetsuit, hang camping gear, hang a lantern, dry things out after a ride. And we got these cargo decks that you can set up in the back where you can separate the wet stuff from the dry stuff, put your sleeping bags up top. So everything in the interior you look at, it's form follows function again. The function a little bit different than the full-size Bronco, but, you know, the Bronco Sport's about enabling activities to get you to the mountain, you know, maybe a two-track out in the middle of nowhere to set up a ski run. So it's set up for pulling your gear to that place. And then you can also drive it every day and pump
that. But, you know, what's common about it is that, you know, it's all about the diversity of how people are using their Broncos. I mean,
There's no silver
bullet, right? So we needed to make sure that the architecture was flexible enough and modular enough to accommodate it. I mean, one of the things we saw at the Bronco takeover was, it's, you know, first of all, there's this huge sense of community, right? We were welcomed in. We didn't even have Broncos, right? We're welcomed in, and everybody wanted to tell us about what they did with theirs. And so, you know, we needed to make sure that again, we had the ability for people to make their Broncos. Like, you buy one Bronco, you essentially can buy them all, because you can go and interchange and move things around. You know, things like the fact that the storage nets on the doors, right? Every place that you see those in the interior, those bright bolts, which all have the word Bronco on them, indicate where you can remove and replace. So you can take those nets off, put something else there. You can take the grab handles off. You can take the console grab handle off. There's the Molly straps on the backs of the seats. We've got the swing gate on the rear. You can take that off, and there's accessory mounts there. And then, of course, the one that you mentioned before, the rail that's up on the top of the instrument panel, we actually built access to the structure of the instrument panel. So when you bolt something up there, you're not just drilling into plastic and hoping that it stays. It's going to hold there. So when you're going up and down terrain like this, going over all terrain, it's going to rigidly mount. So we're just really, really excited about all of the functionality that we built into the designs.
Right.
The Bronco.
I think it's important, like, pride of ownership, right? Like,
yeah.
People take pride in their Bronco. We want to let them express that pride and have a sense of building their own Bronco, right? As Rob said, people get intensely loyal to the brand, and they have experiences with that truck that they wouldn't have with other vehicles. So we want to help expand that even further, right? Whatever you're into, you've got a place a platform to bolt into and make it yours, which is, I mean, huge part of the process.
Yeah, like,
right?
You know, in the Sport, you've got, you know, you've architected it in a way that you can actually put in a rack in there and put two mount tube lights inside, completely inside
exactly.
The vehicle, so they're not hanging outside.
Because, you know, people have $5,000 mount tubes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They take pride in that bike. That's their whole being for some people. So, mm-hmm. Want to make sure it's protected inside the cargo bay, not getting stolen, not having issues with it driving down the road, right?
Yeah.
So the roof is bumped.
Right.
There's a step in the back of the roof to enable that kind of cargo bay.
And then, of course, you know, on the four-door, being able to store the doors in the back of the truck.
That was a big one. That was a really big one. You know, one of the things, again, the ease of open air, right? That was something that we found that was a huge desire, and we wanted to improve upon that. So we worked really hard with the engineering team to do frameless doors. So the doors, when you take them off, they're a little bit easier to handle, right? Because you don't have the entire window frame going up. But that also allowed us to be able to make the split decision. We found on a lot of our storyboarding and a lot of our diverse customers, they didn't want to have to make the choice of, you know, let's take today for example, right? It's very cloudy. Is it going to rain? Was it going to rain yesterday? I don't know. So you might go out to the trail with the doors on and then decide, okay, I want the full open experience, and be able to take the doors and be able to put them in the vehicle. So we designed the cargo area and the Sport tubes and the speakers and everything else to be able to enable those doors going back there. We designed the doors so that they were able to be stacked together. We put handles on them so you could actually grab them. So again, it was all dictated with ease of open air. Same thing, you know, in terms of the roof panels, right? The roof panels are sort of split, right? You've got the two, talking about the four-door, you've got the two in the middle, and you've got one over the second row, and then you've got the cap in the back. So you can, again, make your choices a lot easier instead of having to remove the whole thing. It makes it again just a lot easier for you to get to the open air experience. I'm trying to think of one more.
And you can choose your own, right?
Like, yeah, you can choose your own. Exactly.
Which panel comes in out modularly. You don't have to all be all or nothing, right? So it's really nice. You know, if the kids want to be covered and you want to be open air,
exactly.
You can do that.
Or if one wants it open, one wants it closed, you know, it's really easy to do. The other thing that was really cool is, I'm sure you've seen before how the mirrors, right?
Mm-hmm. Mounted on the fenders instead of on the door itself.
So at first we were like, okay, so if the mirrors are going to go a little bit forward, right? Obviously the vision zone changes a little bit, so that impacted the interior design and impacted how we were designing those integrated grab handles. But what was really cool about it is if you kind of look over the top of it, the instrument panel has these cups that are on the end, right? They kind of have these diagonal slices, and then the grab handles are here. What that did for us, along with the opening, because it is a grab handle so you can see through it, when the doors are off, it gives you that much better of a sight line.
Okay.
Right? So all of these things ended up working together and it wasn't an interior and exterior design team. We you've seen some of the imagery. You know, we did foam models like what you're seeing over there. We actually mounted one of the foam models in the studio, much of the digress of our safety team. You know, on a 45-degree angle, and we're having people and our designers are in there climbing in and out and trying to figure out, okay, if I'm like this, how do I want the cart, you know, how do I want the design of this to be when I'm like this?
Right.
Or when I'm looking this way or trying to see over something. So it was a really different...
The sight lines are really important when you're navigating through those narrow trails.
Absolutely. I mean, that's another reason why we've got the hero switches up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So directly aft of the bring-your-own-device area, you know, you don't want to be going down and hunting for different switch gear. So we put all of those right at the top. You get a different number depending on what series you get. But what's really cool is we did them in this one-piece silicone. So they're up at the top. Yeah, they're going to get dust. They might get a little bit of, rainwater, something like that on them. But there's no cut lines. Just wipe them right off. So everything that we did from a design material standpoint, you know, shape standpoint, it was again all about those three things: functionality, modularity, and open air.
Great.
So, all right. Glad you love it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good to see you again, man.
Good to see you too.
Well, I'll start with the tech.
Okay.
You're gonna have sink floor.
Yeah, sink floor
on these. Uh-huh. And you're gonna have over-the-air update capability.
That's
as well,
right? Absolutely.
So for the whole system, right?
Over the air. There are certain modules that will be over-the-air capable,
uh-huh.
Specifically sync. We also have the cool thing that I really like about the new sync 4 system is that it goes cableless. So
okay.
For
Android Auto and CarPlay.
Yep, yep, that's right. And so you've got this here. You can store your devices, so your camera, your off-road camera, and your phone, you can store there. So without the cable, now you've got access to the information on your phone without having to have a cable.
Okay.
So try to figure that out. You've got adventure capture. So Jim Hackett mentioned that in his opening. And so as you're off-road, you can capture everything.
And that's a particularly cool feature for something like this, because a lot of times when you're out and about in a vehicle like this, you're going to be somewhere where there's a good probability that you won't have any cell connection.
That's right. That's right. And so you can capture it, and then once you get the cell service, you can upload it.
Does that go to your FordPass account or?
Yeah. So actually, yes. And I know that with the trail maps, you can get the trail maps from FordPass.
Okay.
So you can do on your computer, transfer them to your phone, and from your phone to your vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the cool things. The other thing that I really like about this vehicle is that we use FordPass Performance, and so you can see. We use the cameras,
mm-hmm.
And you can actually see. Under your vehicle as well as, right, so you can get a view of what's in front of you and then at your tires.
Okay, so you've got the cameras on the mirrors and then also down
the
one in the front
here?
Yeah,
okay. So you've got 360 degree view.
Okay.
And so you can see everything around. You can see where the vehicle is centered.
How close to the vehicle can that see? Or is this...
Is this a system? I was shown last year. I was shown a system by a supplier that actually uses the forward camera and basically kind of delays it a few frames.
Be able to see
so
you
kind of you can almost see like through the hood.
Absolutely.
Of the car.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what you're doing
so
on here?
So that's what exactly what we do.
Okay.
Take a look at the world in front of us.
Okay.
And to your point, we can see whatever the terrain is in front of us.
Yeah, because that's a real advantage. You know, when you're off-road, you know, when you're coming up to the crest of a hill, you know, the hood's pointing up, you can't see what's on the other side. You know, having that camera to give you that view.
To be able to see that, absolutely.
Is a huge
absolutely.
Advantage.
And then also being able to see the tires.
Uh-huh.
Being able to see where your tires are located really gets at the point of not having to have a spotter.
Right.
Right.
So is that something that you can leave that view on while you're driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so lots of cool features, especially with sync, natural voice capability. So instead of having to say exactly what sync wants you to say, you can say what you want to say.
Right, so you don't have to remember all the
exactly,
syntax.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it's got we've got cloud capability with Sync 4 for both voice and for navigation.
Okay.
So yeah.
Fantastic.
Lots of great improvements.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.